the man said. Brant nodded.
I swear, I won't say anything to anyone. I'll pretend I never saw anything.
But you did see.
I know, please. You can trust me.
Maybe I can. Maybe I can't. No way to know for sure.
I won't talk.
You've got that right.
It only took one shot. The round exploded out of the barrel, deafening inside the confined space. It entered through Brant's temple and blew out the back of his head amidst a spray of blood and brain matter. The intruder had chosen an IMI Desert Eagle to kill the officer because it left no room for speculation. Surviving a direct impact to the forehead from one of its cartridges was impossible. Brant's lifeless body spun away. He landed heavily on the kitchen floor and lay still. The intruder took one look at the corpse and knew nothing further was necessary. He tucked the handgun away, then shrunk back into the shadows. He had no time to linger. He would get his men to dispose of the body later. There was work to be done.
Chapter 1. Just a few short miles away, Jason King took a single glance around the country town bar. He saw five men. After a beat of observation, he concluded that three were inebriated locals, and two were workers temporarily residing in the countryside. He had spent 32 minutes sitting at the thick oak countertop of the bar. Timing the duration he spent in one place was something instinctive, ingrained into his subconscious from past experiences.
"Can I get you another round, bud?"
the bartender said, motioning to King's empty glass. He was a burly man with a beard that fell past his neck and thick, long hair tied back into a bun. His heavy-duty clothes reeked of beer and tobacco. He was no threat.
"Sure."
The man took King's glass and placed it under the tap. A stream of ale ran into the bottom, creating a thin layer of froth as the glass filled to the brim. It was his second glass, and he couldn't help but admit it was good. He took the time the bartender spent on the refill to shoot another look at his surroundings.
One could never be too careful.
Nothing had changed. A roaring log fire on the far wall cast a pale orange glow over the room. Wooden tables covered most of the floor space, each cut from the trunk of a single tree and polished and smoothed to perfection, adding to the gritty outback feel of the decor. The three locals sat together in the far corner near the fire. Giant mugs of beer rested on their table, each at various stages of completion. They talked loudly, cackling at each other's comments. The pair of workers were still dressed in their high-visibility vests. Both their outfits were covered in dried concrete stains, and their faces sported the weary expression of laborers finally resting after a long day's work. The bartender laid down a fresh round in front of King, full to the brim.
"Here you go."
"Thanks."
"Can't help but notice your accent, mate."
"American?"
King nodded.
"Born and raised."
"What brings you all the way out here?"
"Recently retired. Decided to travel for a while. See the world."
"You look too young to be retired."
"I made use of the time I had. Got a lot of work done."
"Well, you're a lucky man."
King shrugged and sipped his beer.
"That's debatable."
"Why here?" the bartender said. "There's a million places you could have gone."
"I can't say we're the most attractive tourist destination on the planet." "It's quiet out here," King said. "I needed to get away from all the trouble."
"Trouble?"
He paused.
"Life gets chaotic sometimes."
"I get it. Sometimes you need to put all this shit behind you."
King nodded.
"How are we treating you so far?"
"I like it here."
There was a moment of silence. King adjusted his khaki trousers and took another mouthful of beer.
"Tell me," he said. "What's it like?"
The bartender raised an eyebrow.
"Huh?" "Running a bar in these parts. Must be peaceful."
"Well, I can't complain, mate. Like you said, it's quiet out here. I stay afloat from loyal customers. People keep coming back. It's never more than steady, but I do all right. I don't need to pay to have a drink. It's the little things you take pleasure in."
He paused, surveying the room, quietly proud.
"Sorry, I'm rambling."
King shook his head. "No, it's nice to hear. Gives me some insight into a different type of life to mine."
"A future career prospect, maybe?"
the bartender said, chuckling.
"I doubt it."